California's governor has been there. So have Frank Capra, Francis Ford Coppola, James Cameron, and Ong Lee. There are always plenty of Klingons and stormtroopers, and the place where they all converge is the Comic-Con International in San Diego. Comic-Con is short for Comic Convention. It was once considered a geek fest for comic book fans and Trekkies. The Comic-Con now draws thousands of comic book, film, television, and video game professionals, and it's become a place for Hollywood to test market new movies. This year's Comic-Con opens tomorrow. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS has this report.
Last July, the con, as it's known, drew more than 70,000 attendees, making it the largest comic book gathering in North America. Held every summer, it now offers a quarter mile of dealer booths selling comic books, posters, toys, DVDs, games, and collectibles. There are two floors of meeting rooms with more than 600 hours of lectures and demonstrations. There are autograph signings, a masquerade ball, and film screenings.
It's always sensory overload at first.
Tom McLean is associate editor of Special Reports for Variety. He grew up with comic books and went to the Comic-Con as a fan before covering it as a reporter. McLean says Variety's interested because the con's become an important marketing event for Hollywood studios looking to create buzz.
For the studios, the appeal is to go down and to make direct contact with the most avid fans of their material. It's also fairly inexpensive because really all they have to do is show a couple of clips and bring in some talent to answer questions. And it's that personal contact with an actor or a favorite director that really makes, you know, the fans feel special, makes them feel like their interests are and their opinions are valued in Hollywood. I mean, there's no other venue where you can really go and get your question answered by James Cameron or anybody like that.
The value of those opinions has gone up as the entertainment industry has invested more money in comic book properties such as X-Men, Spider-Man, and Hellboy. Geek is chic, so the Comic-Con, with its congregation of comic, film, TV, toy, and gaming fans, offers a highly prized demographic, says the con's marketing director, David Glanzer.
The people that come to our show are very much into high-tech items. They're very much into cutting-edge things. They're more likely to see a movie on an opening weekend, and about 90% utilize the internet on a regular basis. And I think what that equates to is if a film company comes down and does a presentation that receives positive response at our show, that will go out on blogs, on websites, things of that nature, and just build a great groundswell of interest.
Before the internet, there was just word of mouth. The con earned its rep as a place to start spreading the word more than two decades ago when fans got a sneak peek at a project that few in Hollywood thought would succeed.
In 1976, Lucasfilm came down to San Diego and showed clips from Star Wars a full year before it came out. And that really kind of started a bit of a trend.
David Glanzer says Lucasfilm will be back this year with what's being billed as an insider's look at the upcoming Star Wars Episode III. 3 years ago, Sam Raimi previewed the first Spider-Man at the con. But it wasn't always like this. Bud Plant is owner of Bud Plant Comic Art, a catalog and online bookstore based in California. On the floor of last year's convention, he recalled the first con.
The very first one in 1970 was in the basement of a hotel, the U.S. Grant Hotel. And, you know, for instance, I was a kid of 18 maybe, and I had three other guys, and we had an 8-foot table. So in fact, the funny thing is, and the show in 1970 is I believe there was only one girl at the entire show. It was probably only a few hundred people in the first place, but there was one comic book guy that his daughter was there.
This year, Jude Law, Keanu Reeves, and Sarah Michelle Gellar will be at the convention promoting their new projects. Robert Rodriguez will be there to preview his adaptation of Frank Miller's Sin City graphic novels. So too will Spawn.com, the company that features Todd McFarlane's comic book creation and toy line. Al Simmons was McFarlane's college roommate and the inspiration for the Spawn character. He says the Comic-Con has become a marketplace, so his company will be showing off new toys and a new animated series.
You have movie stars now, where it used to be who were the big draws before when I was there. If you could bring a Todd McFarlane, if you got a Jim Lee to come to a show, that was your headliner. Well, now those guys aren't your headliners anymore. Your headliners are your Quentin Tarantinos, your big directors. Not as the comic industry went over to the entertainment world. The entertainment world has come to the comic industry.
That's in part because there's a generation in that world that's grown up with comics. Tom McLean points to director Kevin Smith.
You know, you talk to Kevin Smith, and he used to go to these shows as a fan. And you know, now that he's done comics, he's done films, he still likes to go. The generation that's come of age the last few years in Hollywood not only just grew up with comic books, but they grew up with the comic book culture of comic book conventions and comic book shops.
Aspiring comic book artists come to the con for professional tips at the convention's portfolio review. Organizers say some have even been hired off the floor. Small press comic book writers and artists hope that their self-published works will be seen by Hollywood development execs. Last year, Variety reported that Dimension Films, a division of Miramax, optioned the comic book Wake the Dead after discovering it at the con. Also last year, one intrepid fan tried to strike his own deal with Quentin Tarantino at a panel.
So, I mean, my question to you is, would it be all right if I came up there and gave you my business card?
Yeah, come on up.
For his part, Tarantino took full advantage of 5,000 adoring fans to show a trailer for Kill Bill that Miramax had rejected.
But now there's this trailer, which is like a trailer for the fans. This is a trailer for the film geeks. So I figured there's no better place than the San Diego Comic-Con to give it its world premiere.
The crowd rewarded him with thunderous applause. Later, a reporter asked the filmmaker for his reaction.
Tell us how you like the Comic-Con.
Oh, I love it, man. It's the bomb. I've been coming here for years.
Tarantino has no project to promote at this year's Comic-Con, but he may just come to shop. He's been known to collect old movie posters and argue trivia with other fans. The Comic-Con runs at the San Diego Convention Center through the weekend. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando.